If you want to do business with someone, or you just want to be sure you're all going to get along, what's the very first thing you need to do? Nicholas Boothman, author of How to Connect in Business in 90 Seconds or Less, has the answer.
You adjust your attitude and you open with the simplest thing in the world. Look them in the eye, smile and open your body language. It simply sends some very fast signals to their involuntary systems, which says, trust is in the air. You've heard it said that the eyes are the windows of the soul. Well, they're also the windows of the sail. A smile says, as long as it's a natural smile or a smile of joy, says that person is happy and confident, unconsciously. And the easiest way to do that smile, by the way, because I worked for a long time as a fashion photographer, some professional models can't smile. They have a trick. They look in the mirror, put their nose 3 inches from the mirror, and they yell the word great at themselves in as many stupid voices as they can until they crack up. And then, if you do it yourself, you do it at home, you have to do it, otherwise it won't work. Then when you go to meet someone, just say great to yourself 3 times under your breath as you approach. I promise you, you'll be smiling and your eyes will be smiling too. The other thing is open your body language. My work is about first impressions, lasting relationships, and all the stuff in between, especially once we have done the body language stuff and our bodies have communicated with each other. Then it gets down to the words we use, and the words we use are massively important.
Can you give me some examples?
Absolutely. The brain cannot process negative information. There are 6 things anybody does on a day-to-day basis apart from body functions and urges. 5 of them are we use our senses. We go into the world. We're like remote sensing stations. We see, hear, feel, etc. The only other thing we do is we put our experiences into words. We process language. And then we explain our experiences to ourselves and to other people. That's what we're doing right now. In fact, all business, no matter what you do for a living, is about taking good ideas to market. And ideas are actually experiences that we've fine-tuned and we've turned them into ideas. And the better you are at delivering your ideas, the more successful you'll be in life and in business. And we do that with words and voice tone. And the point about it is that in the same way that there is no such thing as a negative sensory experience until we put a judgment on it, because pictures, sounds, and feelings are the main language of the brain, what we see, what we hear, what we feel, you can't have such a thing as a negative picture. You can't do it. You could not make a picture of yourself not jumping in front of a train. You can't do that. You'd have to make a picture of yourself standing next to the train or bungee jumping in the Grand Canyon, whatever. You can't do that. The same goes for language. All language is processed subconsciously. Only negation is processed consciously. If you teach a dog to jump up by saying jump up, what do you think it will do if you say don't jump up in the same voice tone? It'll jump up because don't isn't language. It's negation. If you say to your client, if you'd like more information, don't hesitate to contact me. The only thing you've told them is hesitate to contact me, and I put a don't in there, so you go figure out what I meant. And so the language is really important. And so you'll find that the people who are really successful in business tend to put their language in the positive. You know, it's like me walking into McDonald's and saying, I don't want a hamburger, I don't want fries, and I don't want a coffee. You're not going to get anything. There are so many people out there in business losing so many business deals because they say, I don't want this, I don't want that in the contract, I don't want to work with this person, sit next to that guy, go on holiday there, or drive that car anymore. And nothing happens. It just continues in a spiral. The basic is to listen to yourself. When you say to somebody, it's not a problem, what on earth does that mean? It's not a pizza or a jumbo jet either. If you mean it's a pleasure, say it's a pleasure. It turns business around. I think once you become aware of it, you'll start to notice it. You'll start to laugh. You'll start to see it in others.
And when you're building a long-lasting relationship with somebody, what are the key things to remember while you're doing that?
Synchronizing body language and voice tone. We have these 4 superpowers we're born with. We were all born, everybody was born with enthusiasm, curiosity, the ability to process feedback, and empathy. And empathy is a very powerful one. And if you look at human beings, at their behavior, once 2 people are getting along well, they synchronize their body language. They tend to sit the same way. They tend to end up talking with a similar tone of voice. It's natural. It's part of the natural human attribute of empathy. So-called socially gifted people still naturally synchronize their overall body language. I'm not saying if someone puts their finger in their ear and scratches it and you're listening to them, you put your finger in your ear and scratch it too. No, I'm just saying that the overall body shifts and stands are what we were born doing, are what babies do from day one, from the first day when they hear other babies cry and start crying too, and they're reading off each other. Then successful, really successful people synchronize their body language. And I'll tell you something else. We've all heard it said that it's very difficult to recover from a poor first impression. And it is, because you've set the filters in place. The best way to recover is to actually synchronize your body language. You'll find it once you get back into doing it, because you used to do it as a kid. Once you get back into doing it, the only danger of it is that you might start to crack up when you see it working, because you move and then they'll move and then you move back and suddenly you're both in sync. And very socially gifted people do it with their tone. You and I are both speaking in a fairly similar curious, enthusiastic tone of voice right now. If you were laid back and talking in a laid back way, I wouldn't be doing it on purpose, but I would just have a tendency to do the same thing and feel the same way. And that's what we were born with, this ability. It's so exciting.
That's Nicholas Boothman. His book, How to Connect in Business in 90 Seconds or Less, is published by Workman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.